This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carver Hyde just told me his favorite movie of all time was Witches of Eastwick.
No.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios on the bench on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell along with Coach Zim and Carver High. We were just telling Coach Zim how little we like him here on the bench. He's been waxing up with us poetically the last two nights. He's had more fun doing the show these last two nights than the 99% of the other time he's been in the newsroom wanting to slice his wrists over the jobs they make him do here. I'm just telling it like it is, right? I mean,
oh yeah.
He loves his job, but he just won't admit to anyone publicly how horrible it is when he's not on the bench. Most like most players, Carver High, when the big game ends and a lot of guys go to the shower, a lot of them call their wife, but really the majority of them want to get benched.
Always.
Same with the staff here. They all want to ride the mahogany.
This is where they want to be.
This is it. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. Oh, I forgot to tell you, I was supposed to promote NFL Network. I was on tonight again, the top 10 show that I didn't promote. Sorry. I was on that.
Which one was it tonight?
I don't know. I was on it tonight, but I forgot to do it. So I've done every other one. I forgot this one. I can't keep up with all the promotional things I have to do. I was on, it may have been, I don't even know, greatest teams, maybe the best teams of all time.
I'm sure I'd have a problem with it, whatever it is.
So. Probably. I may have put your boy Jim Kelly in there.
Deserves to be there.
He's another god from the U. Jim Kelly. I wear my Canes Jim Kelly jersey around. Did you see the Cavs lost tonight in Indy?
The winning streak is over.
Streak is over. There you go. These things happen. I told you there were some crazy games tonight in the NBA. So Chicago won in overtime in Charlotte. That was a shocker. Indy beat Cleveland. Sacramento beat New Orleans on the road. There you go. And I think everything else fell into line. I just wanted to check the last, the end of that. So Chicago won an overtime over the Sabres. Vegas won in a shootout in Nashville. Caps 4-2 over the Rangers. Who else won? I got to get these scores right. Jackets 5-3 over the Devils. And the Wild in overtime beat the Ducks out there on the pond. How about the Wild getting it done on the streets?
Good win for the Wild out there tonight.
I just wanted to tell you, tomorrow, a full slate of NHL hockey games. Islanders-Bruins in Boston. I'll give them all to you. Blues-Red Wings in Detroit. Oilers-Canadiens at the Bell Center. Jets and Lightning in Tampa. Avs at Florida. Devils and Rangers at the world's most famous. Penguins host the Leafs. Coyotes and Jackets in Columbus. The Knights are in Dallas. Canucks and Flames in Calgary for Alberta. Sharks host the Senators and the Canes and Kings in Lipstick City. So did you see Alan Walsh? He's like an agent, right, in hockey? He said, quoting Gary Bettman, "The league has never been healthier. The game has never been healthier. Our franchises have never been healthier." And then Walsh said, "What'll he say on September 15, 2020, the start date of the next lockout? My guess is, quote, the current system is unsustainable. We're doing this for the fans," end quote. Oh, could it be more right? He does that every time they have a lockout, doesn't he? Everything's fine until they have the lockout, and it's just not working anymore. The NHL salary cap will rise to between 78 and 82 million next season. How do you like that, Carver High?
Every dollar counts to get that Tavares contract going, so let's do it.
The players in the league have to agree on a growth factor, which would see the cap at 78 million if it stands at 0%, 82 million if it reaches 5%. The growth factor for the season was set at 1.6%. The projected salary cap increase of at least $3 million would mark the biggest jump since it went from $64.3 million in 2013-14 to $69 million in 2014-15. There you go. I don't think anyone cares about their caps or their financial situations. I don't. Does anyone really sit around worrying about the NHL's finances?
No.
That's for sure, right? John Lynch says he'd have five rings if Jimmy Garoppolo was his quarterback in Tampa. I love how everyone's canonizing this guy that's played in like five games in his life, that he's going to Canton. Like, is that not the funniest thing you've ever seen? The Browns reportedly released Kenny Britt in the first season of a four-year contract. You know what's amazing to me is that actually that I'm still reading Brown stories every day this week on the air. That's amazing to me that we've actually done a Brown story every single day with their tremendous record that they've posted the last two seasons. We all know that Ohtani went to the Angels. How do you think they'll do? Everyone's already got them a playoff team and that they're going to be dangerous. But do you think they can do it with just Trout and Ohtani and then old Albert Pujols? I mean, what do they have on that team besides Trout?
Well,
I mean,
here's another thing to think about, because if they're going to DH Ohtani on the days that he's not pitching.
I'm having a huge ear itch right now, driving me nuts.
Okay.
Huge. Go ahead.
If you're going to DH Ohtani on the days that he's not pitching, what are you doing with Pujols? Because all he could do is DH, and he still makes like another $30 million for the next 5 years.
I guess he played in the outfield, this Ohtani.
Yeah, but do you want him pitching and then running around in the outfield the next 3 days? I don't know. I don't see how. I don't think this is going to work out long term. I think eventually
he has to pick one.
I think
or the
other. Beginning it's going to be a nice little. All right, he's going to pitch and he's going to hit. Something's going to happen. We're going to see which one he's better at. He's either going to be better at pitching or he's going to be better at hitting, and they're going to figure out which one it is, and they're going to have him do that.
Right.
They're not going to have him do both.
But in the beginning, you think they will.
In the beginning, they will. He'll try doing both
because it'll be a fascination for the fans.
He's going to be so good at pitching, and then they'll throw him in the outfield on a day he's not.
48 home runs, 166 RBIs as a hitter.
He'll get hurt, and then they won't have him pitching, and that's when they'll shut him down from the hitting. Or vice versa, he's hitting bombs, and he hurts his arm pitching, and then he's out of the line. It's going to be one or the other. Somehow that's going to happen.
Derrick Rose, speaking to the media for the first time since his AWOL return to the Cavs, revealed he has a bone spur in his left ankle, and acknowledged that a procedure may be necessary if his rehab does not take well. Have you ever seen anything like the drama with this guy, Derrick Rose? What a waste he's been, honestly. Like, in the last couple of years, right, with the Knicks and now with the Cavs, is it not just a joke? Honestly, do you think I have, like, a animal or something in my ear? Like a, could there be, like, an alien or something? Because I got something in there just going crazy.
Does it feel like something's crawling in there?
Perhaps. There could be an alien in my ear. Joe in Easton, Pennsylvania. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing, Scott?
Hey, Joe.
What's up? I'm talking about hockey, right? I want to talk about hockey. And I want to know if Arizona Coyotes are going to threaten to move like to Houston or Quebec. And I heard that Rockets owner wants to buy the hockey team.
Well, I've heard all that too, and all I know is the league has fought mercilessly about not letting that happen. Right, Carver High. They don't want to leave Arizona. They've owned the team. They fought all the chances and attempts to leave Arizona. Do you think the Coyotes are leaving Arizona?
I unfortunately do think that eventually, I don't know when, but down the line, they will leave.
Do you think they're going to go to Houston?
I think
or Quebec?
I do not think Quebec is an option. I believe Houston would be the spot because they want to try to keep that team in the West. They're going to finally balance it out because clearly Bettman's going against everybody.
So they're
going
to have Seattle. They're going to have Houston. How many teams are going to have in the West? 100?
Well, here's the thing. They're one short right now, which is going to be Seattle. That'll be to match them up, make it even in both conferences.
Right.
And then if Arizona's going to move, if you move them to Quebec, you go back to the same problem you just had. You got too many on the East.
I don't believe they're going to Quebec.
They're not going back to Quebec right now. They're just not.
Yeah, I think that's a tease. Bill in Sacramento, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Bill.
Scotty. Yeah. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you for your picks, especially your NHL picks are fantastic. Two quick questions. Can the Falcons, Atlanta Falcons, go 3-0, run the table, and win the South? And do the Raiders have any chance in Missouri this Sunday?
Well, I think they have a chance, obviously, because I think the Chiefs have bailed on the season. They've, collapsed and hit a wall, and they are just awful, flat-out terrible what's happened to them. They just, I don't even know how to describe it, the disaster trail they've been on. All they've been doing is losing and screwing up games and butchering games and handing games to other teams, losing to the likes of the Jets, et cetera. Didn't they lose to the Giants, too? They lost to everybody. So, no, I don't think the Falcons are going to win the South. I think when they go to New Orleans, they're going to get beat just like they, I thought, got knocked around by the Saints Thursday night, and I thought the Saints blew the game. And I think the Saints should have won the game. And I thought Ryan handed them the game, and he kept handing them the game, and they just didn't want it. But I think when they play them in New Orleans in 2 weeks, I believe it or not, I think the Saints will spank them. I think they're going to get revenge in a big way in that game, and that'll be the end of the Falcons winning the South. Dave in Columbia, South Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, bro. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to comment about the Yankees. Not that I would turn down Stanton, but what do you think about waiting to try to go after Bryce Harper next year? Put a lefty, that short right field porch, 50 to 60 home runs a year? That guy's a monster.
Well, there's no denying that he's a great player, but I've been hearing he's going to the Yankees, I think, since he was a kid in Las Vegas. That's all I've been hearing is that he's going to play for the Yankees, and he's going to play for the Yankees, he's going to play for the Yankees. And then the more I hear about it, the less I believe it, actually. I think, strangely enough, I can't even describe this. I have this weird feeling he's going to stay where he is. And he's like such a stud. He can do whatever he wants, and he might just like the way he has it set up. He spends his off seasons in Vegas, and in the season he plays in D.C., and like everyone else there, he's gotten used to losing. Thank you. 855-212-4CBS. Call the show. We'll talk about Sandusky's son, going to join him in federal prison for a long time. Another freak. We'll talk about Chris Bosch's mom. Is she involved in a drug ring? We'll talk about your boy, the notorious one. Will he fight Manny Pacquiao, which I brought up earlier in the week? Who would he fight? I said, what about Pacquiao? And everybody said, he's finished. And I said, the fight with Horn was fixed. He's not finished. I could see a fight with Pacquiao and McGregor. Now they're talking, allegedly. Your boy, Cristiano Ronaldo, got the
Ballon d'Or
award, and everybody thought Messi should have got it, but he says he's the greatest player in the world. Ronaldo talking about himself. We'll look at some of the big games in college basketball this weekend as well, all coming up on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I rattled off all those hockey games for Saturday. Just know that there's just as many great NBA games, and then the college basketball is just screaming for me to, you know, run to the window. There's so many games on Saturday that I'm losing weight. I mean, the Indiana-Louisville game, it just goes on and on. UCLA-Michigan, Marquette-Wisconsin, does it ever end is the question. So you got to get on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Every game, every day, every pick, it's all there. Boxing, MMA, daily fantasy rosters. Pain Day Week 14. How about these games? Oakland, Kansas City, Dallas and the G-Men, Minnesota at Carolina, Washington at the Bolts, Seattle and Jacks, Philly at the Rams, Sunday night Baltimore-Pittsburgh rivalry, Monday nighter, we're in here live at 10 for New England-Miami. PharrellOnTheBench.com is where it's at. Every bowl game is already posted for money lines and spreads. They're already on the site. Go sign up. What are you waiting for? Everyone's cashing. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. You'll love it. All right. This is what Ronaldo said made Carver High very angry. People have the right to prefer Neymar or Messi, but I insist there is no one more complete than me. You will go and say that I have a big head, but when you're at the top, it's normal that you're criticized. I am the best player in history in both good and bad times. What in the hell happened to this guy to have that? Like, who's do people really do that? Like, go out and say I'm just better than everybody else? When didn't Messi like break every single record in the history of the sport this year? And he got shafted for this award.
Only an egomaniac like him,
right?
Mean, honestly, I mean, what a clown he really is. I couldn't stand this guy before.
Now it's worse.
And now it's just worse.
Worse.
You know, whatever.
I heard he's coming to the Yankees.
Yeah. Right.
Sandusky's son, what do you think he did? He's sentenced to prison today after pleading guilty to pressuring a teenage girl to send him naked photos and asking her teen sister to perform sex acts. He got 42-year-old Jeff Sandusky 3 to 6 years. He's doing a lot better than his dad.
I mean, are you kidding me?
No.
Honestly.
There was never any physical contact between his client and the victims. Authorities said he knew the girls through their mother. And that a year ago, their father turned over incriminating text messages from him. He told the girl he pressured for photos last year that it's not weird because he studied medicine. He tried to con her. Oh, my God. What is going on? How demented is that? How creepy is that? They got to get a Lifetime movie for that one, don't they? How about Chris Bosh's mom named as a suspect in a Texas drug trafficking sting? Did you see that one? They raided a Texas home where this woman lives. Although the home is believed to be owned by Chris Bosh, they seized a large amount of drug paraphernalia that was recovered consistent with narcotics trafficking. I love when they do that. We found a white powdery substance, also known as cocaine. Thanks there, Popo. Thanks. No, it's table salt, you asshat. We found a large kilo of table salt. We're going to have it tested this weekend at Pharrell's house where his dog, Boston, will eat anything, including Mikey and Life cereal and cocaine and meth. We don't believe Chris had any connection short of owning the house. We also believe Chris will be making a comeback in the NBA, which has been predicted for the last 27 consecutive months. We believe his mother was hiding cocaine in his blood clots. Carver, can you say that during the Blue Lagoon hours?
Yeah, you're into the area now.
I'm into that area.
You're under the sea.
And here it is, finally. We want to hear from you fans tonight. From West Palm Beach to Seattle, Manny Pacquiao and Conor McGregor. Now that is a fight I want to see. Do you want to see that fight, Carver High? Come on.
Instead
of him going back to the octagon, would you rather see him fight Manny Pacquiao?
I told you I'd
like to fight in the spring.
I'd like to see him box again. You know, I don't think he's going to be in the ring with somebody.
Oh, you said you wanted Malignaggi.
Well, I'd like to see him box again. I don't know. What kind of juice do you have for... Let's be fair here. Are you going to get juice out of Manny Pacquiao?
He's only fought 66 fights.
Well, here was the thing. When he fought Floyd, you had the big back and forth, the trash talking. If he fought Malignaggi, you have this bitter hatred between the two right now. Like, what's going to get you juiced up for Manny Pacquiao and Conor McGregor? What?
Are you serious? You don't think they could sell Manny Pacquiao and Conor McGregor in
5 minutes?
Oh, no.
Conor McGregor can sell it. Manny Pacquiao can't.
How about, do you remember when Mafia would start playing those songs to him singing love songs?
Sometimes I don't know where those are.
Touch. Sometimes when we touch, I can't even do it. Ah, sometimes when we touch, I can't hit that touch. My voice is too rough from all that meth that we found in Chris Bosch's mother's house. I don't know what to say, but I'd watch that fight. Would you watch that fight, Coach Zim?
Would I watch it? Yes. Do I think it'll be a good fight? No, I don't.
John Fass, Pacquiao, McGregor, would you watch?
Ditto, just as I did the other one. I would because it's an event, but I don't think much of it
from a competitive standpoint. You think Pacquiao would beat him?
I think he would outbox him, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. This just in, Manny Pacquiao is running for president in the Philippines for the 75th straight year in their elections. And he'll be the president of their country soon, and he'll be fighting in his 7 millionth boxing ring fight. He's actually fought 7 million fights, not 66. They didn't count any of his fights as an amateur. Didn't they say, who's it that they said fought like three, is it Lomachenko or Triple G fought like 300 fights before he went pro? How much can a brain take? You know what I mean? This week, Carver High and I donated our brains to Boston University. We're going to have our brains studied after we die. Carver High for alcoholism, me for everything. Alcoholism, drug addiction, sex, and eating Ritz crackers too much, and eating a bag of Orville Redenbacher every day of my life for the last 50 years. Got a lot of microwave butter in me, which is not good. I think it's fake butter, but it's delicious. And salt intake, which I use meth instead of salt, and Adderall. Keeps me up here late at night so I can do the show at all hours. Do you want to see Pacquiao fight McGregor? I want to hear from you, and we still haven't told you. I did tell him some of the college basketball games, didn't I? Christ, I don't have time to give you every one of them. Did James Madison really play that game tonight, this wild playoff game? They came back and won over Weber?
Yes, that was tonight.
That was, and you know who's whose daughter's a cheerleader at James Madison is my guy Killer. My point guard on the Pharrell Ballers, Killer's daughter, is a cheerleader there going crazy tonight for the great JMU, undefeated James Madison.
The Dukes.
They are a good team, number one in the nation. Did they win the title tonight, or was it just one of the rounds of the playoffs, John?
Quarterfinals, but they are defending champs. They won it last year.
Right, 13-0. They're very dangerous. James Madison.
They're the new version of North Dakota State.
Isn't it like in Virginia somewhere or something like that?
Yeah, it's Northern Virginia, right outside D.C.
There you go. I'm rooting for JMU. I think that's where
I'm confusing it with George Mason, so I wouldn't.
No, I think it is in, like, Virginia.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's time to answer the Ask the Pros question of the night, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Tonight's question is from Kyle in Indianapolis, Indiana. And how about Carver High? Very popular on the show in a matter of 7 years, gained massive notoriety working on the bench, and also with his huge hockey show fame. Carver High, this is the second time in as many nights. Was it Wednesday night that you got one? They asked you a question, or was it Thursday and tonight?
I believe it was Wednesday night.
Oh, you're right, because Wednesday we do it. So Wednesday
Monday,
night.
Wednesday, Friday.
I forgot about that. So here you go. Kyle asks, I like the way he writes this right here. He writes, Pharrell, why don't you ask your boy Carver High if he thinks that his loser Bills with, oh no, Peterman can beat my Dolts. Not Colts, but Dolts. So this guy's asking if your boy Peterman, can beat the Dolts in Rich Stadium this Sunday. Are you nervous? I think it's a straight pick'em. Kyle wants to know.
You know, this should be a real test for Peterman to see what he's really made of against just such a strong Indianapolis club. No, seriously,
Tyrod plays, Taylor plays, they win.
I'm leaning towards I don't think that Tyrod's going to play. I think that Peterman is going to be in the lineup. And if he is...
can he just maintain and win the game?
That's what I think. I think that they need... If Peterman's going to play, they need to just give the ball to McCoy a ton. Let him run. Indianapolis sucks. Let's just put it out there. This isn't like when they started him out in L.A. against the Chargers and they got swarmed early. Indianapolis is just playing out the string here. And their defense, which has been better, the Bills' D has been better the last couple weeks, should be able to hold down Jacoby Brissett and the high-powered Colt offense. That if Peterman starts...
I think Brissett's better than Peterman.
Well, yeah, he's played more than him. He's better than him right now.
Right.
I think that if they should be able to hold them off if Peterman plays. If Tyrod plays, I think that they can win the game fairly easily.
So either way.
I think they win the game, but if Peterman plays, it could be ugly.
Are you nervous? It says your boy, Carver High.
Yeah, well, he's another one of these guys. You know, whatever. I don't care. You bring it. It doesn't bother me.
All right, so can we send Kyle in Indianapolis a case overnight, even during the holidays, overnight delivery of absolutely nothing?
You get nothing!
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/AskThePros or tweet it at CBS Sports Radio with the hashtag AskThePros. Sign up to be an O Rewards member today. Start earning instantly. O Rewards members earn $5 back for every 150 points you earn. It's fast, easy, and free, and only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Every day. Carver High says, that one goes out to the guy that hates when I sing in Halifax. I apologize to that guy, didn't I?
Yeah, I guess you did.
I guess. So that wasn't good enough?
I don't think you need to apologize.
So there is a gauge. We have the apology meter in the 5-hole studios, and it never lit up after I gave my apology. So you have to mean it, and you have to really inspire the apology machine to get a ding 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 ding. That's what it does. You got to get it to give it a little woo. Carver High trying to do something else now that's not happening, and it's a swing and a miss on a full
Well,
count.
I'll tell you why. I've had an issue here with this thing. That,
a little sticky fingers,
I can't
rolling
read,
stones.
I can't read the...
Is it time to go get the what do I call the things with the three lenses?
No.
The paramutual?
No.
That's betting in horses, right?
This machine is on the fritz.
Which one? Oh, mine's on the fritz, the 360?
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Sometimes you can't read what's on it, so I have to guess.
Oh.
Like I just, when I did the woo for Flair, I had to
right.
blindly type in Flair and hope that it came out.
Is this going to be a problem in the near future? Into the new year, are we going to have to possibly... Geez, far be it from us to ask them for a 360 machine.
Well, I believe that Mafia, who normally handles this machine, I only use
he
it
He knows
maybe,
how to use it better.
25% of the year. He uses it 75% of the year. I believe he knows how to fix this problem that I'm currently having.
Did you
having.
See how much bigger Lomachenko is than Rigondeaux?
Yes.
When they weighed in? He's like an entire head bigger than him.
Rigondeaux will win.
Ooh. Whoa. Coach Zim. What do you think of that type of bold prediction?
I don't know about that. That's
yeah.
I think that's going a little too far.
I think you got your hands
full. I'll give you two for this weekend. You ready?
Did you see my boy named his son after Teddy Atlas? That's his father-in-law.
Yes.
So he named him Joey Atlas.
Really?
That's his middle name, Atlas.
Middle name is Atlas?
Yeah. I think Lomachenko's a bad man. Trust me. That guy eats raw fish. With that bites the head off of him like Steve Young.
I'll give you two five diamond
locks
upset,
of the week.
Upsets for the weekend.
All right. How about Oklahoma State? Is there Rigondeaux, a five diamond? Rigondeaux.
And the
Army.
And the Cleveland Browns.
Whew.
We'll get on the board.
Off the schneid.
This Sunday in Lambeau. And they will beat the Packers.
All right, St. John's, Arizona State. We already know Arizona State kicked their ass. Oklahoma was a winner. TCU, Nevada going on right now. TCU's winning. How about Duke, BC tomorrow? No upset there? No chance in Chestnut Hill?
No.
How about UCLA, Michigan? Who do you like there? No.
Michigan.
Indiana, Louisville? No chance there?
Zero.
Wichita, Oklahoma State. There's a chance there.
Shockers,
in
baby.
Shockers. Florida and Cincinnati. The Never Forget Tribute Classic in Newark. How about Never Forget You Went to Newark for the Day? Maybe it should be called I Want to Forget That I Went to Newark for the Day. No? Minnesota, Arkansas. How about that one? Hogs and Gophers. How about Hogs and Heifers? Didn't I show you that place down the street from the D?
Yes.
Alabama, Arizona. VCU, Seton Hall in Newark. How about that one? Arizona State has to play Kansas now. Quick turnaround from the Johnnies. That's too soon to play Kansas. They're going to get whacked. Mark my words. Gonzaga, Washington. Washington's a tough team. Did you see what they did to Kansas? That could be interesting on Sunday. Believe me, you. Jared in West Palm on 1230. Great. The Zone on the Gulf Coast. The Gold Coast, excuse me, down in West Palm Beach. Loving life.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, I've been a big fan of yours since you were a local down here in Miami, buddy.
My man.
Hey, I got a question. I'm a Lions fan.
I love it there, dude. You know I live there, right? I go there a lot and live there. That's why I try to maintain my year-round tan, because I go to
Boca. My man, it's Boca, paradise. 75 right now. High of 63 tomorrow.
Trust me. I know. I got a guy working on my my patio, I think, this weekend or early next week. He's going to be working on Uncle Futrelli's. My porch got blown out in the hurricane, so he's working down there for me. My boy's going to be
living the high life.
Yeah, believe me, he'll be high, all right. I can see him puffing doobies without me being there. He's doing a job, sitting there probably watching college football, working every other hour, smoking a fatty, and putting up the screens.
Hey, listen, the reason I'm calling, man, is I'm a Lions fan. I'm getting tired of Jim Caldwell. What do you think, man? We pull the trigger?
They're not firing that guy. I actually think they think they're doing a good job, that staff. I think they like Caldwell. I don't have a problem with him. I think I'm a little surprised, though. I got to tell you, I thought they were a better football team than they're showing and proving to be. And when Stafford got banged up, they really got exposed. I'm worried about them now. I think they're on the verge of falling out of the playoffs. I thought they looked terrible in Baltimore. They cannot afford another game like that or they're toast. Their season's over. Trust me, you. That's a problem. Is there any Carver High? We usually like to look at the football games.
Go ahead.
Before we get out of here. Bears and Bengals in Cincinnati. The Bengals will get it right now. They can't beat anyone that's good.
Sure. When they play bad teams, they win.
So you took the Browns. Raiders, Chiefs at Arrowhead.
I like the Raiders.
Coach Zim, who do you like there?
I like the Chiefs, actually. I think without Amari Cooper, Raiders will struggle even more throwing the ball down the field.
Cowboys G-men at MetLife.
Cowboys, big.
My buddy was trying to yank $1.90 face value per ticket to watch the G-men. How about $1.90? How's that sound?
High Heat going to the game?
High Heat, I think, is going to the game. I saw your boy High Heat last weekend. He came to I think it was last weekend or the weekend. Maybe it was the weekend before that Mafia was over getting
drunk. Yeah, and you brought all the shirts in.
That's right. Did he bring you a shirt?
Yeah, I got one.
There you go. Always looking out for your best interest, Carver High. That's Pharrell, because I was like, give Carver High one. I never forget. He was probably going to yank it and take it home. Your boy, Mr. Fashion. Once he gets those free cop jerseys and coats, he's off to the races. Lions, Bucks in Tampa.
Give me the Lions.
Coach Zim.
Lions.
Ooh. Vikings, Panthers, Coach Zim. In Carolina, can your Vikings win the game on the road, Coach Zimmer?
Defense will hold Cam Newton for three quarters, but not for four.
Ooh.
I hate both these teams, but I'm going to pick the Panthers.
Wow. Niners, Texans in Houston there, Carver High.
Jimmy Garoppolo throws three touchdowns. Niners win.
Whoa, Coach Zim.
Lamar Miller rushes for 100 yards. Texans win.
Jets, Broncos, Coach Zim in Denver.
That's just a crappy game.
Game should be canceled.
I'll take the Jets.
All right.
Broncos.
Ooh. Titans, Cards in the Valley, Carver High.
Titans big. Titans.
Titans big. Redskins, Chargers in the little teeny stadium in StubHub. Carson Cali there, Coach Zim.
Chargers. Phil Rivers is hot.
All right. And then Carver High.
Chargers roll.
Ooh. Eagles-Rams late at L.A. at the Coliseum, Carver High.
I think the Eagles got a little exposed last week. I like the Rams.
All of a sudden, Coach Zim.
I'm on the Rams bandwagon. I love Gurley. I think McVay's doing a good job with him.
All right, we got to be quick. Seahawks-Jags, Coach Zim, in Jax.
Seahawks.
Carver High.
Seahawks.
Ravens-Steelers Sunday night, Carver High.
Steelers.
And then Monday nighter, we'll be here. Pats-Dolphins in Miami, Coach Zim.
Pats. I'll take a nap.
All right. Oh, you're gonna take a nap on that one? What does that mean? You're not going to give me a pick? I don't hear his mic now.
You'll be a terrible game on Monday night. Right. You know that the Patriots are going to win.
All right. Taking a nap during that one. Who's working with us Monday? You don't even know. Is it Coach Zim again?
No.
Ooh. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. Make sure you go to PharrellOnTheBench.com. The I Am Scott Farrell app. Should be exciting. Maybe I'll do a On the Bench CBS Instagram this weekend. Maybe I'll film some open run lid tomorrow.
Or how about Sunday when you're at home watching the games, a little Facebook Live.
Oh, maybe we'll strap into a little Facebook Live.
And then I'll Facebook Live Olivia's party.
Big first year birthday bash. Kegger Peterman. All right, have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. Enjoy the blizzard in the East Coast. See you Monday night at 10. Good night.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.